Are you one of the luckiest people on the planet that doesn't suffer from anxiety? This week, I've had so many anxious situations, and I'm curious if you don't have anxiety, how these would hit you. Also, how do you feel about buying holiday gifts for yourself and then just telling someone else that's what they're giving you for the holidays? Is that the wrong thing to do because it's got the Yancey family chit-chatting back and forth about it? On a more serious note, if a dog passes away from a previous relationship, are you obligated to tell that person that the dog passed away? Plus, please hang out to the end of the podcast today to hear the worst British impression you probably ever heard. All that on today's show. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Hello, hello. Welcome to this week's edition of Certified Mama's Boy. Happy to have you here. We are a podcast that's based in three principles. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom. My co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
I want to know what it's like to not have anxiety, because it seems like it's a much easier life. I don't think you realize if you don't suffer with anxiety issues that like your life is probably in like in many ways, you don't even realize your life is probably so much smoother than us people that have anxiety, especially like hypochondria. Like it'll kick you in the ass sometimes. It's like, whoa. Let me just give you an example of this. I'd like to know how like a normal person would handle this situation. So I had to go get my Tdap. Is that what it's called? Tdap shot vaccine? Mm-hmm. So apparently, I know nothing about babies. Just know that. I know literally zero things about babies. And I didn't know that if you go see babies, that you have to have this shot, right? Because apparently babies can't get vaccinated. I think it's for tetanus and whooping cough. And I forget what the other things stand for, but anyway.
Diphtheria.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Pertussis.
Which, like, what even are those? Diphtheria. I never heard that before in my life.
I'm not sure what it is, honestly.
That's like something you got on the Oregon Trail, I think, back in the day. You'll still get this. But anyway,
pertussis,
apparently, if you're hanging around babies, you're supposed to have the shot, which, like, I mean, I'm not around a lot of babies, so I didn't know that. Never had the shot before in my life. Anyway, so it takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. So I was like, all right, well, let me go. In the off chance that I do get to go see my nieces and nephews, which if I don't, I can't even say burn the hospital down without even like feeling guilty.
No, don't say that.
I could say that. Like literally, I could have made that joke 5 years ago and everyone would have laughed. Uh-huh. But now I feel like if I say that, I'll be locked up in prison.
You will.
Like, even y'all, really kind of do a really quick side note now. It's just really quick on like just life. Like I don't even joke like over text anymore because I feel like someone's intercepting that thing. I'm sure it doesn't shock anybody that I can be a little off color at times, right? Like y'all know me well enough at this point. And sometimes I find off color jokes funny, you know, with the right crowd. If I know who I'm talking to, I make off color jokes in the podcast sometimes, but like with my closest friends, like I don't mind pushing the envelope because I do find it funny. Right. Just like you, like anybody. But now, like I literally the other day, oh God, I remember what I was going to say. I was texting. I was like, I don't even want to say on this podcast. Let's just say it was an inappropriate joke about committing a crime. Okay. And I was like, I don't even want to put that in writing because what if I'm just scared that like someone's intercepting my text conversations. I'm going to get a knock on the door and be like, sir, were you planning to commit a crime? You know what I mean? Like I just.
I know. You can't be too careful anymore.
Any privacy anymore. Anyway, this leads back to the anxiety conversation very nicely. So here I am. I have to go to Rite Aid today, which never been to a Rite Aid before. They're nice. To get my Tdap shot. And I go in there and it's just like the COVID shot or anything else. I guess you go in there, they give you the shot. And the thing at the end, though, this is the scary part, is that they give you the shot and then they give this pamphlet, and this pamphlet's like, hey, just FYI, you could die.
No.
It's like,
what?
I'm sorry, what? It's like, you know, it's this whole thing about, I wish it's in the kitchen. I can go grab it, but basically I'll just sum it up. It's basically like, you know, you could have this side effect. You could have this side effect. You could have this side effect. You could be paralyzed for life. You could die.
Good gosh.
That's what this thing says. And so the procedure after getting this vaccine, I guess probably any vaccine, I've never read the pamphlet before. Maybe I should read these more often before I just shoot things in my body.
But, I know. Or not.
The procedure was you're just supposed to like sit there for 5 to 10 minutes to make sure that you're okay. Y'all, that's a stressful situation. If you're someone with anxiety, mm-hmm. I'm sitting here for like 5 minutes, 5, 10 minutes. Like, am I about to die in the right aid? Like, what is going to happen to me
in the right aid?
This is when I'm going to go out. And all day I've been like paranoid. If I feel anything in my body, I'm like, is this it? Is this how I go? And I feel for the right, because the shot's good for 10 years. For the next 10 years, I'm like, that D-dap shot. Oh. Like, I see why people get crazy, where vaccines are kind of crazy.
And I know.
I'm not anti-vax at all. I'm not. I believe in the science, okay? If you don't, whatever. I'm here. I don't want to talk about that. What I want to talk about is I got a shot, and now I feel like anyone that doesn't have anxiety would probably just sit there and be like, yeah, this is fine. Like, obviously, this is just a
state. Go their way and never think about it again.
Never think about it again. My arm's a little sore now. I'm like, oh my God, like, is this a stroke? Is this a stroke that I'm having from the shot? Or is this just a normal, you know, thing that I could.
Honey, you're fine.
It's stressful. Let me tell you another hypochondriac situation. You tell me if you'd have the same reaction. Is I last week, now in case you don't know, first we'll just catch you up on a few things in case you're new to our podcast. My sister's pregnant with triplets, and I'm hopefully going to see them in the next couple of weeks because they're probably going to be born between now and Christmas, we'll say. So yeah, to get the shot for that. Now here's another situation is I'm dealing with this concussion. I'm month 2.5, God, almost month 3. Damn it.
No.
I am not recovering as I would hope to have been, right? And y'all know, we're not going to talk about all the damn doctor's appointments, but you know, same old thing. Ain't nothing changed over here. Still going to doctor's appointments, doing my thing. Last week, I had this dream. And it's the only part that I remember about this dream. I had a lot of crazy dreams last week. This dream was that a bug had – I was walking with Dan, and we were talking about – I don't remember what we're talking about. It doesn't matter. But we're walking like in a beach situation or hiking outside somewhere. And – this bug comes and it like hits me on like lands on my head. And in reality, I literally start to like head bang, you know, just like literally like whip my head back and forth in real. And this is like in real life.
Gosh.
And then I wake up and I have a headache. And like the headache stayed for like 3 days. And so like for 3 days, I'm like, did I like damage my brain again? Like, is it that, did that whoop, whoop like that?
From shaking your head so hard?
Did I re-concuss myself? Right. I think it's re-concuss. I re-concuss myself. So there's, I'm sorry. I feel like I just heard a gunshot outside my window. Hang on. I'm a little paranoid. Make sure I'm not. Getting shot outside. Either somebody dropped something upstairs or somebody got shot outside. I'm hoping it was somebody who dropped something upstairs. Anyway.
Hope so.
A little on edge. It's crazy today.
It's rough over there.
Okay, so I do this headbanging thing, right? And in reality, it's not my dream. This is in reality. Yeah. I wake up literally headbanging myself, and then I have this headache for like 3 days. And so for 3 days, I've like convinced myself, I've called my doctor, and I'm like, hey, I think I've like reconcussed myself. I have talked to my physical therapist about it. I have reconcussed myself. Both of them said, I don't think that can actually happen. But I'm like, what else? What else would cause this, right? Uh-huh. Like, this is a similar feeling than I had after my concussion. Uh-huh. So then on Friday, this is now day 3, uh-huh. I was like, let me just try to like take some sinus medicine. And it cleared it right up. It was just sinus pressure. But for 3 days, I had to convince myself that I had reconcussed myself. And I had met and start from the beginning. Of the concussion.
Mm-hmm. See, you always go to the worst case scenario.
It's stressful. Mm-hmm. So look, Mom, if you're sitting here, let's say you get a vaccine and you don't have anxiety. Mm-hmm. They hand you a pamphlet and they say, here's all the things that could happen to you. Are you going to be paranoid at all? Or are you going to be like, that's fine?
No, I'm not paranoid. Because what are the percentages of people that anything happens to? Probably 1%. I'm like, no, it will be fine.
I I just feel like if it could happen, I don't know if you know my life, but I kind of live in the zone of it. If it can happen, it will happen. I kind of like learn to like stay away from that kind of stuff because I've too many times experienced the, there's a very small percentage chance this could happen to you. And then of course it happens to me.
That's true.
We have an imposter podcast that a few of you have brought to my attention at this point, and I want to know what we should do about it. Do we just let it be, or do we speak up about it?
Somebody else is doing their mama.
So a few of you, let me pull this up on Apple Podcast. A few of you have brought this to me. There is a podcast by the name of Mummy's Boy. With Arthur Hill, Mummy's Boy. And I will read you this is the synopsis of the show, and I invite you to go to the show notes of our podcast, and you can tell me if this sounds vaguely familiar. Okay. Join Arthur Hill as he spends some quality time with his irritated mother, Lisa. Well, you're not irritated, but it's kind of goes the opposite way around. And I've listened to an episode, and it feels like it's kind of the reverse dynamic. Like she's kind of the always kind of annoyed about something, and he's kind of like the fun loving one, right?
Yeah.
So it's like vice versa of our podcast. Arthur. Okay. How do you say that? How would you say that name? Arthur.
Arthur.
I always have a hard time with that. Loves to wind his mom up. From pranks at the dinner table to poking fun at her bemusement towards modern world in which he resides. But ultimately, Arthur is a mummy's boy. Now, obviously, they're from London or Greek, somewhere over there. Alongside receiving some much needed advice that only a mother can give.
No.
And in return, providing his own unsolicited advice and opinions on his mom's life, Arthur will guide his mom through the world of social media, viral videos, and celebrities to bring her up to speed before this modern world leaves her behind.
Oh.
But Arthur needs your help. Have you got a story that will make his mom blush? Maybe you're in a crazy situation that you need some advice on.
Uh-oh.
You have a question that Arthur would find mortifying to ask. Nothing is off limits.
Uh-oh.
Send your message to arthur@mummiesboypod.com.
Uh-oh.
Now, back in the beginning of 2020, there was a podcast, March 25th, 2020, there's a podcast launched called Certified Mama's Boy, where Steve Kramer guides through life with the help of his mom, Nancy Yancey. And people send in questions for advice. Now, let me tell you, I've listened to this podcast. It's not a bad podcast. It's actually pretty well produced. They've got little jingles and everything. I don't hate it. Oh. But I feel like they have impeded on our territory. Mm-hmm. The same way I felt when Drake came out with Certified Lover's Boy. Now, Drake,
right,
popular hip-hop artist, right? And this is like shortly after. And now this, and if you don't remember this phase, you may be newer to our podcast. Let me tell you this story. Tell me there's not a weird coincidence here. This is crazy. So Drake, popular rap artist, right, released an album called Certified Lover Boy, which, like, you got to be honest, like, Certified Blank Boy, I've never seen it used anywhere else, right? Like, when it just came to me, literally, just like, that's the name just came to me. Like, I didn't even think about the name. I was just like, Certified Mama's Boy. And I was like, yeah, that's the name of the podcast. It just was like, yes, just flowed out of me, right? Now, if we just stopped there, that'd be weird enough, right? But then on top of that, he released a pair of shoes, and on the heel of these, I think they were Nikes, on the heel of this Nike, or the sole of these Nikes, it literally said "Love You Forever" on there. And I'm like, you gotta admit. It's a weird
somebody's question. Snooping around on our turf.
So I don't know. How do you feel about this this competition mama's boy?
Well, you know, I think there's room for all of us. We'll just have to get along.
I don't know if you've seen our downloads recently, but I don't know if there is actually room for both of us. You know? I don't know. Like, listen, if I had to choose a podcast with a boy and his mom,
Uh-huh.
I don't know that I would listen to two. I think one would be sufficient.
Well, of course, but he's not as good as we are.
Well, I mean, I think what's happening is you guys are getting fed this Mummy's Boy podcast because you listen to Certified Mama's Boy. Now, what if you go and you listen to it and you're like, oh, this is actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna keep listening. And then like you like open your podcast play and you're like, I mean, okay, listen to this old Certified Mama's Boy nonsense or old Mummy's Boy over here, Arthur Hill, killing the podcast game. He's a younger guy. He's probably in actually like an age appropriate time of his life to be a Mummy's Boy.
Uh-huh.
But
12?
I think I only listened to one episode. I think he said he was 22 or 23 or 24. So I don't remember, like early 20s.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm wondering.
And is his mom 50?
Literally, she's like more, closer to my age. Like I feel.
Okay.
Actually, it was an episode of it's her birthday. She's 60.
Oh, okay.
So, they're a little younger than we are.
Uh-huh.
I feel like they're stealing our shtick. And I feel like possibly we need to like say something about this.
Hmm. What do we do?
I don't know.
What is there to do?
I don't know if I reach out to them and say, hey, like, did you rip me off? Like, I know I don't own Mommy's Boy. Like, I get it. Like, Mama's Boy is not mine per se. Like,
right.
I'm not the first Mama's Boy on the planet.
Right.
And I'll be honest. Like, if I was going to do a podcast with my mom, like, Mama's Boy is really the only thing that comes to mind. So, I don't really know what else you would call it that would, like, be a sketchy. So, like, get it. But I feel threatened by it. I feel like we have weird competition now. So I think I might just send him an email and just say, hey, listen, like, let's stay, maybe like just, you know, let's stay in our own country. You know what I mean? Like,
just discontinue your podcast.
Yeah. 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 If you just stop doing your podcast, like that'd be really cool. You know, like, let's not like, I'm not very intimidating sometimes. But I don't even know what to say. They're like, hey, listen, like I'm just trying to think like, what would Jimmy Mack do? Right. He'd be, hey, listen, like I have a copyright on, I work for the copyright office and, My dad loves to make up these extravagant lies when like wants to get
he
his
does.
Way.
I
work for the copyright office, and my lawyer will be reaching out to you on your podcast. I might reach out to him. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to be friends or foes. I'm not sure the vibe here. We have two Mommy's Boys going for one podcast audience, and it feels a little threatening over here.
Well, let me know what happens.
I'll let you know we have a podcast next week.
Let me know if I need to call the mom.
Honestly, yeah.
I say, like, hey, what are you saying?
The two moms need to like have, like, just like we were actual kids, you know? Uh-huh. Like, you guys just need to talk it out and figure it out.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Now, obviously, we have
what shall we do about our mummy's boy?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think I might reach out to him and just see if he ripped us off or not.
Okay,
so you, the people have voted, and you have chosen for the quote to stay. they don't do a quote.
We heard you.
I didn't hear a quote on Mummy's Boys. If you're a fan
no,
of the quote.
No, see? Not yet.
Now they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they know the people want it. So last week we were talking about, hey, like, now that we're not a daily podcast, do you guys really want a quote? Because it felt like the quote was kind of a cool like thing to do on the daily, but maybe not on the weekly. And it seemed like we put the question on the Certified Fans page, and it seemed like it was – I don't have it pulled up. But when I looked at it last, it was like 80-20 or something like that, maybe 75-25. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it seems like you guys are a fan, and by popular demand, it will return right now.
Okay. Sharon Salzberg, the difference between misery and happiness depends on what we do with our attention. And of course, Sharon Salzberg is just a fantastic mindfulness expert. But it is true. I mean, the way that we deal with things in our life is, you know, we either can be sad about them and be angry or be hostile or whatever, or we can look for the good in things and just be with it. And I'm sure that Sharon Salzberg would say, to just be present with it in the moment, right? Because that's, of course, what mindfulness training is all about. And when you do that practice, when you practice mindfulness, then it's much easier to put your attention into a positive manner than into a more negative one, so that you can deal with life. Because, of course, mindfulness has everything to do with being with what is and accepting what is and being present with it in the moment.
But yeah, but it's whack though, man.
It's hard.
It's stupid.
It's hard. It's not stupid.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
No, it's not stupid.
Okay. I'll give you, this is the second time I've heard this in the last couple of weeks. So let's go with it.
Okay.
Here I am. I'm almost 3 months of a concussion, right? Like,
yes.
Doctor's appointments out the yin yang. Mm-hmm. I'm dealing with the state, dealing with that, driving back and forth, just, not feeling good, trying to juggle work, trying to juggle the podcast. It's just a lot, right? And so I was in therapy a couple of weeks ago. And actually, I will say this is helpful, right? So one of the things that my concussion doctor told me is that you heal a lot slower. At least, I don't know if this is concussion or whatever, but like, then she actually sent me some research on it. Like, concussions heal a lot slower when you are negative about them.
Aha. Uh-huh.
She says that people with concussions heal a lot faster, typically with people that play sports, because there's usually not, like the situation leading up to it is not as traumatic, right? So they enjoy playing sports, and they want to get better, and they it's like they were doing something positive when it happened, and they want to get back to doing something positive. And so their mindset's a lot more positive. They seem to heal faster because of this positive thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So usually people that have traumatic incidences when they have a concussion heal slower because they're negative. They're they don't like what happened to them. They're why me? Like, this is all these thoughts that I have, right? Mm-hmm. And so she did some research on this, and so I went to therapy with it. And my therapist is like, "Yeah, we gotta learn to literally just be with it. Like, just say yes. Just say yes. Like, don't deny it. Like, don't try to push it off. Don't try to say I wish this wasn't happening. Don't say any of that. Just literally say." Just say yes. Uh-huh. Just say yes. Just say yes. Yeah. And I did. And some days I can do it. And I'm like, I did it well for a week. And then I just got frustrated again. It's hard. Listen, it's hard to accept what is.
It is.
We don't like we don't like feeling uncomfortable. There's
no one
on this planet that likes to feel uncomfortable.
Nope.
But we realize though that life is literally full of uncomfortability. Like, imagine waking up and find out that someone has a podcast by your same name, basically. You think you've been through some shit. I got a ripped off podcast.
Well, I mean, what can you do about it? You can just be with it. It is what it is. Let Arthur and his mom have their day, because we know that we have our wonderful fans out there that will only support us and will be there no matter what. No matter how many Arthur Hills and their moms there are.
But you know what I mean? Think about this. No matter what, there's 100% chance. And I'm not a fortune teller. I'm not a Mystic Michaela or a Stacy, soul worker Stacy. But this I can predict that you're going to go through some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you're human.
Would it be easier? Just answer this. You don't have to say let's not get into logistics. Would it be easier? Do you think your life would go a whole lot easier if you just accepted what was? Not, I don't want it to be this way. Not, I don't want to be going through this divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Not, they shouldn't have done that. What if you just accepted and said yes to everything that came your way?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you would have a way easier life? And the answer is yes. Now, listen, I'm not good at this. Okay. Cause like I say, do as I say, not as I do. And some days I can sit with the pain. Some days I can sit here with my eyes burning, and I can sit here with my, walking dizzy down a hallway. And I'm like, this is fine. I accept this. This is great. I love being dizzy.
You don't have to love it.
But I will say, when I'm just like, yes, like I am dizzy right now. I'm like, yes, I'm dizzy. Because usually what I am is like, where it goes for me is I'm like, I don't want to feel this way. Why do I feel this way? This should never happen to me. Like, I'm so pissed at these guys. Like, whoa.
Yeah. How much longer is this going to last? And what else can I do to make it go away?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't answer any of those questions. There's no answers to them.
I had a extremely deep conversation in therapy this week. I think I'll say this for Thursday's show. I had one of the weirdest, this whole assault thing has been obviously a bizarre situation. But I had a really interesting therapy session on Friday, and something she made me do was like, so like, I honestly want to know how you would feel about this, what I went through on Friday. Cause I'm like trying to like digest it, and like, we'll talk about it on Thursday's show.
Okay.
We'll get to it then. Let's take a quick break for a little commercial. How about that?
Okay.
I don't know if Arthur Hill House commercial. Sorry. All right. Thursday. It's going to be our More Mama's Boy show. I hope you'll come join us over there in case you don't know. We have a separate show called Mummy's Boy. It's just me and my mom doing accents. I told you I was looking at.
Yeah, right.
I was looking at, I was venturing
check
into.
Check that out.
I was venturing into new podcasts and, you know, ideas. And the only thing I can think of is doing the same thing with accents, unfortunately. Oh, jeez. I'm not very creative. My stage name is Arthur Hill.
I would have a very hard time with an English accent.
Oh, yeah.
I do believe I would.
I think that's also like inappropriate. Anyway, so yeah, my mom and I do a show called More Mama's Boy. It's a Thursday release show. It's kind of a supplement podcast to this one, a little deeper. Sometimes, I don't know, sometimes we bring friends on, you know, like I miss Leah. I need to talk to Leah. We haven't talked to Leah in a little bit.
Yeah.
We just go, it's just a little bit more relaxed and Certified Mama's Boy, but it's a whole other episode. We usually go about an hour on it. And, you know, if you're missing our, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, we used to do about 30 to 40 minute podcast every day. But you have to remember too, that we were doing about 7 minutes of commercials in this. Let's just say we're doing a 30 minute podcast, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, now, you know, if you're a certified fan and get that Thursday More Mama's Boy show, you're getting pretty close to the amount of time of content that we were giving you before. We're giving you about 2 hours of content a week, whereas before we're giving you about 2.5 hours of content a week. So, and let's be honest, about 30 minutes of us fluff anyway. So I feel like you're actually getting about the same show minus some of the fluff. You can go fill the fluff in with Kramer and Jess on demand.
So, that's right.
I'm hoping that you're enjoying this, this new thing we have set up. The More Mama's Boy show is a lot of fun, and we'll, you know, this week we'll obviously be talking about the therapy thing. I have totaled this weekend. I totaled up the amount of money I spent on Legos.
Oh no.
In the last 5 months. Astronomical. I think that I've been using it as a coping mechanism of life. I really do. This is like just all jokes aside for a second. Mm-hmm. I think that like I've been using Legos as like a drug. I think I have a problem. That's what I'm trying to say is like, please someone get me help. I think I may be even coping with these Legos a little bit because I just am like trying to find escapes that are like childish and easy and fun. And so I've spent an astronomical amount of money on Legos and we'll talk about that on Thursday's show as well, because they over there, I can be a little weirder. They, y'all get to know the real weird me on More Mama. I don't know why I can't just be like weird over here. I mean, I'm definitely weird, but I'm a little weirder over there. It's like I take off my human mask and I can be my alien self on More Mama's Boy. So that's why my mom cusses too over there. She's a totally different.
Oh,
she cane smokes, drinks, and curses. trailer. So it's a different podcast.
It's another side. It's just another side.
Yeah, we've had a couple of new certified fans over the last week, and I appreciate you guys joining. Certified fans contribute $6 a month to the show. We give you a whole extra bonus episode. I promise you, I know I keep saying we got some more perks coming, and when I can not be at the doctor's for, you know, 6 hours, 6 to 8 hours a week, I promise you that we'll get some new things going, hopefully, in the new year. So I hope you'll stick with us. And right now, though, you'll get, the whole extra More Mama's Boy episode. You're going to get a Facebook page, which is exclusive to certified fans. And don't forget, what's the day? The release date of this is the 5th. Mm-hmm. So 5 days. We have 5 days left to sign up for the Certified Fans Secret Santa. And this is the most fun thing. I would say out of all the things that we've done collectively, number one will always stand out, will be collecting money for the third shift nurses to provide meals for them. And that was amazing. You know, we raised like around $7,000, and that was just you guys literally Venmoing me. And I was like, it actually gave me a lot of confidence in a time where I wasn't feeling confident at all. Like, wow, like all these people trust me enough to just Venmo me money and that it's going to end up in a positive place.
Like, yeah, exactly.
That is a cool bond to have with you guys.
That is.
I don't know, honestly. I mean, I'm sure I would have like Venmoed a radio person, but I don't know. I feel very honored. I feel very honored to be in this position in a lot of different ways. I feel very, to have the trust that you and I have with each other is really special. And we, you know, hopefully we've built that with each other over the last couple of years. And so that was number one. Number two, though, is Certified Fans Secret Santa. I think it's just so fun. The holidays is crazy.
Can't wait.
It's like, I'm starting to realize as I become more of an adult, like the holidays is hard for a lot of people. Like like as a kid, I know we try to like dip our toe and like keep our toe in like the childhood wonder that is the holidays. And we should, but honestly, like, the holidays is really stressful. There's a lot that happens. And if it's not just the, you know, spending money on gifts or traveling, or to the family, you know, like there's just a lot of triggering things that can happen in the month of December. And so what I love about the Certified Fans Secret Santa is it's not financially based, number one. If you can afford to send a little gift to someone that you get matched with, great. I love that. We love posting the pictures on the Certified Fans page. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. Mm-hmm. But I also say, like, don't let it be that. This is not about – I don't want to add any more stress to your life. I never want this podcast I wouldn't want to feel more stressed out. You know, like if it felt like a burden, I would never want to do it. But I promise you what we do is anyone that wants to join, it's a certified fan. You can just – you join the next 5 days and then you'll get matched with another certified fan. And then maybe just send them a handwritten card. If you want to include a little gift, I know there's like a wish list that you can make on there, and that's totally cool to send a gift. But it's just a way to connect with I hate to say a complete stranger that you somehow like are connected to.
Yeah, it's like
we're like it's like where you're like fourth cousins or something. You know what I mean? It's like, you know we exist, but like you've never actually seen us before.
Right.
So I hope that you'll join, you know, I hope you'll come support the podcast, you know, Certified Mama's Boy always needs support. Trust me. So, it's $6 a month. You get the bonuses and, you can text the word fans, FANS to 888 Kramer 8, or you can also go to the show notes of our podcast and you can join over there. You can go to certifiedmamasboy.com. There's a couple of different ways, but next 5 days, 5 days and counting until we get to do our Certified Fans Secret Santa. And I'm pumped about it. Speaking of Secret Santas, do you think it's rude to buy yourself a Christmas gift from someone else?
No.
Thank you, Mother. I hope that you'll stick with this energy, okay?
I bought myself presents before.
From somebody?
Oh, no. Not unless they told me to.
All right. So let me explain. Let me explain the situation here. And like, how do you, and tell me if this is rude or not. I don't think it is, but I don't have, like, gifts is not my love language. So like, to me, a gift is a gift and like, it's cool, but it doesn't really mean like a ton, like unless it's extremely sentimental.
Uh-huh.
Like buying me a material item that doesn't have a lot of sentiment. It's just, it kind of is what it is. Like, it's just like, okay, it's a gift, right? Mm-hmm. And I know the holidays we're supposed to give gifts to each other. I got it. So tell me if this is rude or not. The Yancey family, all of us, we do a Secret Santa every year, right? Where same thing. all get a name. We buy each other gifts, right? You know, honestly, like I am in a situation where I always have a hard time if people ask me what I want. Like my mom is still waiting to give my 40th birthday present because I just don't know what I want yet.
That's right.
I have no idea. I have no
clue. I'm just sending you random stuff all the time.
Yeah. She's like, well, just tell me what you want. I'm like, okay, like I'll let you know. Like I still, it's been 6 months. Honestly, to the day, it's been almost 6 months, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've been, oh my God, I've been 40 for 6 months.
Yeah.
I literally still don't know what I want for my 40th birthday. I don't know. Mm-hmm. No clue. Mm-mm. So Secret Santa comes around. I always have a hard time telling people what to buy me. I never really make a list. I say, just give me money. Like, just give me money because typically I just buy the things that I want. I'm in a financial state where y'all know me, I don't spend money on shit, but like if I want something, I just buy it. Right. Mm-hmm. So over the weekend, there was a Lego set. If we don't get Lego as a sponsor in 2024, I've done something.
You're not kidding.
Y'all would think that I had an endorsement with Lego as much as we talk about Legos on this podcast.
You should have.
Okay, so there's a set that I've been wanting for a while. It's Bowser from Super Mario. It is a giant set. It's about 3,800 pieces, right? So it's a big set. And the retail value of this set, by the way, is $269. Now, I would never spend $269 on this. Like I would never do that. Even if I had $1 million of disposable income, like let's say if I won the lottery, let's say the lottery is $500 million. Let's say I won that lottery.
Uh-huh.
I still would not spend $269 on a Lego set. I would not do it because to me that sounds outrageous. So
yes.
To me, it's always like, is it worth the, like to me, it's just like spend, it sounds crazy. So like, no, I would not buy myself a $269 Lego set. I wouldn't do it. So here we go. In turn, I found one on eBay. One popped up on eBay and it was open boxed, but everything was still included. And they were selling it for $171. Okay. So that's about $100 cheaper. And you know me, I can always make a deal and like get things done, right? So I could get it for potentially about $150.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, damn, like that's really good. Like that's a big savings, right? Like now, you know, my head starts turning and I'm like, yo, well, I got Secret Santa coming up. So that's another $100 that I can like put towards this. This is something I really want to get, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna buy it. And $150, and you know, it's worth $50 out of my own pocket to have this you know giant. And in case you don't know who Bowser is, and that's the big dragon guy in Mario, that sounds fun. Like I like that. It's winter months, you know. Like I'm reverting in age as we go. I'm getting younger by the day somehow. My hair is getting grayer, but my lifestyle choices are getting younger. I don't understand it. I was excited. I'm like, that makes sense. And that would be something I'm excited to do. So I went ahead and bought it and I texted the family group and I'm like, hey, thank you, Secret Santa. I got this for myself. Just Venmo me $100. Right? Because we're supposed to send our wish lists to each other. Now, here's the thing. I have a wish list and I'm not going to ask someone to buy me $170 item.
Right.
Because the rule is, oh, by the way, sorry, it's a $100 limit, right? So we spend $100 on each other. So it doesn't make sense. I'm not, so like, and not only that, like this thing went up really quick and I needed to grab it while I could get it for $100 less, $120 less. I needed to grab it, right?
Yeah.
It all makes sense. Y'all, I'm going to tell you this about Dramaggie. Dramaggie ruins Secret Santa every game. Dramaggie cannot. It drives her crazy. That's my sister. It pains her every year to like try to figure out who has who and like how to do it and what to get them and what should we do. And like, it's like we just have so many. She can't not know and she can't not tell you if she has you. So like a couple minutes later, like she texted me. She was like, or maybe like an hour or two later, she's like, do you want a Camelback for hiking? And I thought that she was just talking about maybe she's like getting rid of hers because she ain't going hiking anytime soon. Uh-huh. And I was like, no, I don't think I need one, but thanks. And then she was like, I forget, somehow it came up and she basically let me know that like, she's my secret Santa. And uh-oh. I'm like, listen, this is great. Like you can just Venmo me. Like you're pregnant as shit. Like
yeah.
just Venmo me $100. I'm getting right. what I want anyway. Like I got right. the gift I wanted.
Right.
And she said, no. She said, I want to give you something. I want to give you a gift. And I'm like, but it's come. It's literally, I've already paid for it. Like I can't cancel this transaction now. So like, I got the money being here. And like, she's like, no, I really want to like, I want to like give you a gift that I want to give you. And I'm like,
oh dear.
Now, like now, you know, and this is obviously just, and this is not like a big Nancy drama by any means, but like, she's like, she doesn't want me to give myself my own gift. And I'm like, I did the hard part. Uh-huh. I did the hard part here. Okay. Right. So who's yeah. right and who's wrong? Is it rude to buy yourself a gift if like, you know, that's what you want for Christmas? Like, for example, let's put this in terms of a relationship. If you're in, let's say you're married, and we'll take a female perspective here. If you're married and you see something when you're out at the mall or shopping online, you order it and you just give it to your partner and you say, this is what I want you to give me for Christmas. Like, is that rude? Because to me,
that happens a lot.
Yo, if it's me, it's like, thank you, Jesus. Like, yeah. I would be so, like, I won't say who my secret Santa is for the year for the Yancey family, but
yeah.
like, I'm stressing. I don't have a wish list. I don't have nothing.
Yeah.
So like, I'm stressing. If that person texted me and said, guess what? I just bought something. I'd be like, cool. Here's the money. Merry Christmas. I hope you enjoy what you got.
Right.
Is that wrong to buy yourself a Christmas gift from somebody else? Thoughts, Mom?
I don't think it's any different than putting a wish list out. You know, I don't do the wish list thing because I like for people to have to work hard.
Yeah,
that's and figure it out.
We don't want that. We don't want that.
But if you had been my secret Santa, I would have said, "Okay, great.
Right?
He wants that. I'm good."
Okay. Well, good news yeah. is you can buy it for me for my 40th birthday.
Okay. Since your secret Santa's not going to come through,
I don't my okay. secret Santa's being a little
now.
Stubborn.
Okay. Now we've settled it. Okay. That's what you're getting for your 40th birthday.
A Venmo request. For
send me a request.
I don't know. How do you feel about that? Honestly, was I in the wrong for buying, assuming that I could just buy my own gift and that would be okay? Because now it seems like I don't want to upset her. Like, I don't, and she's not like upset, but like, she still thinks that, like, no, I want to be able to, that's not what I want to give you. And I'm like, but it's my gift. Like, it's what I want. This is what I do in my life now. I know it's weird, but like, this is what I do in my life.
I mean, it's no different than putting out a wish list.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you very much.
I mean, it really isn't in my eyes.
If you could call your Maggie and just tell her just to go ahead and
hit just the Venmo. To chill.
Just
yeah,
hit the Venmo,
exactly.
That.
She doesn't have time to be shopping.
She doesn't have time to be shopping.
No, she doesn't.
She does, and nor do I want anybody, pregnant or not, like just I know what I want. I can right. get a better deal than you can. So
that's like, for sure.
Let me like I spend so much time trying to get deals. Like it's stressful. Let me stress out about this. Just send me some money. I'll make it happen. I'll be happy. But what do you think? We can talk about this on the Certified Fans page. You can always call us to 888-Kramer-8 if you want to be on the podcast as well. Love to have you on here. Love to have your commentary. All right. It is time for Ask My Mom. This is it's probably going to be weekly on Tuesdays, to be honest with you, because we had so many of these. I'm so backlogged, and I'm sorry that I'm not getting to these faster. Ask My Mom is an advice segment that we do where if you're like Arthur Hill's podcast, if you have a dilemma that you're going through and you need some motherly advice, then you can always go to our website, certifiedmamasboy.com, and you can just tell us your dilemma. And my mom's been a mom now for 44 years and she'll give you her best advice. And then we as your podcast family hop in as well. And just know that any call or text or Facebook message that you send, I send everything over to the person that sent the message. So. All right, Mom, what's our dilemma for today?
All right. Dear Mama Nancy, I hate to send this email, but my dog Buddy passed away and I had him 12 years and it's really hard. I'm really sorry about that. I know that's so hard. The hardest part is that my ex and I got the dog together and we got divorced 18 months ago. We did split custody for about a year. Then she started dating someone else, and I think he got uncomfortable with the situation, and she stopped, which I'm sure was hard for her, but now I'm not sure if I should reach out to tell her Buddy is gone. To be honest, I don't want to reach out to her. It took me a long time to get over the relationship, and I'm in a good place. So I'm afraid talking to her, even through text, might rip off the scab I've developed on my broken heart. But I also feel like if it were reversed, I would want to know. So I guess my question is, am I obligated to tell her, or did she lose that right when we got divorced and I got the dog?
Way to bring the mood down, Mom.
I know. That's a sad one.
We're having fun on the podcast today. I'm
sorry for your puppy dog.
I hate that. So sorry.
Yeah, so bad.
Yeah.
And that's so tough. And you were in a similar situation, so you can speak to it, too.
I mean, go ahead. I can, it's your segment.
You know, the line where it says, but I also feel like if it were reversed, I would want to know, makes me think that he should just let her know via text. Or however he wants to do that, probably not calling her or asking her if she wants a cup of coffee. I think I would do that. I mean, it's the old golden rule, right? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I think I would. I would definitely reach out.
I don't know, man. Yeah, obviously, my ex-wife, she came over for a couple of times and she stopped coming over to see Kiki. And it's just like dog custody is weird. Like kid custody obviously is a way different situation than dog custody.
But you two didn't really have joint custody. She really just
gave up Kiki. I let her come visit Kiki.
How many times?
She probably came over 3 or 4 times.
Right.
But I know a lot of people go through this dog custody, you know, with or without kids. Like I know that
it's hard,
but I know it doesn't sound like you guys have kids. I think it might be a different situation if you did, but without kids, I mean, that was pretty very similar situation. Now, again, she only came over for about a month or so. So it's not really the same thing. Obviously it sounds like you guys had a more extended relationship with the dog afterwards. But if you guys haven't talked in 6 months, I mean, I think right now, like you're in like self-preservation mode. Like I remember that feeling. I remember like that is really weird, especially because shortly after my ex-wife left, Kiki was diagnosed with her heart condition. It was shortly, I think maybe a month or two. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I wanted to do was like pick up the phone and call my ex-wife or text her or something. Just be like, hey, like, because I was also kind of struggling with that idea. Mm-hmm. Of losing Kiki at the same time, right? So like, right. You're already in such a weird emotional state. And then like the person that's like your rock or was your rock for so long is no longer there. And I remember my brother was visiting at the time and he was like, I was like, oh my God, I feel like I've got to call my ex. I feel like I've got to like talk to her. And he was like, don't say anything now. Like just, you know, let everything kind of calm down a little bit. Mm. I mean, obviously I didn't reach out to my ex-wife to let her know that Kiki passed away. It's been 5 years. I don't know that would be appropriate. I don't know why it would be any different though, Mom. You're you know, suggesting that he reaches out to her, even though it's only been 6 months, but like mm-hmm. if they haven't talked in 6 months, what's the difference between 6 months and 5 years?
4.5 years.
I don't mean logistically. I swear, if Arthur uses that in his podcast, that's good. That's funny. Good joke, Mom. Good joke.
I mean, that's a long time. 5 years is a long time. 6 months is not so much time.
I don't know. I don't know.
You have more wisdom on this subject than I do because you've been in the exact same situation.
I love being the poster child of all these traumatic issues.
I know. Misery.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you have to do whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah.
If it doesn't make you feel good, I say don't do it. Period. Yeah. I don't care how she feels.
Yeah.
I don't think you owe her anything. And the uncoupling part is very tricky. There's a lot of things that happen in this next phase of your life, this next chapter of just uncoupling that's going to be really tricky to navigate. And I think this is one of them. Mm-hmm. And if I sound like a jerk, let me know. But I think that at this point, this is all about you, buddy. And I don't, by the way, I don't know this person by name. So, I would say don't, if it doesn't make you feel good, don't do it. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Mm-hmm. I don't think you owe her anything. If she calls and asks, that's a different story. Mm-hmm. But if not, then I think you have to live your own individual life. It's your dog. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how you guys split things up, but it sounds like, you know.
Yeah, it is his dog. His dog? Yeah.
I don't think you owe her anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to talk out of trauma. I'm just trying to talk out of like, I think you guys have decided to cease your relationship, mm-hmm. and everything that goes with that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you need to update her with anything. Like if someone passes away, a human, I don't mm-hmm. think that like, yeah, I don't think that needs to be stated. So mm-hmm. I don't know. Do I sound insensitive? There's no kids involved here, y'all. So like, it doesn't sound like there are.
No.
So I think if kids are involved, then that's a different story. But like, mm-hmm. I don't think there's no kids involved. It may be a different situation, right? So 888 Kramer 8. Do I sound insensitive by saying just if it makes you feel bad, don't do it. And have a discussion. You can call us, text us. Always appreciate you guys supporting the podcast by any way you do, by listening or calling or becoming a certified fan. And if you ever have a dilemma and want to be on our podcast, let me know. Mm-hmm. All right, Mom, what do you think?
I think that's it for today.
I'm curious, what would a British accent even sound like for you?
I don't even know if I could do it.
Can you give it a shot?
I mean, what would it sound like?
Wait, was that it?
Would it be
like
Mary Poppins? I don't know. Just don't know. I don't think I'm very good at it.
I don't think you are either. All right. That's going to do it for you today, Mary Poppins. Love you.
Okay. Love you forever, honey.
All righty. That's it for today. I really do hope you'll come join us over on More Mama's Boy. If you haven't joined that podcast yet, it's an exclusive podcast. You can't find it by just typing in More Mama's Boy in your podcast player. You got to become a certified fan. Super exclusive stuff over there, y'all. And I hope that you'll join it to get another dose of certified Mama's Boy every week with More Mama's Boy. Thank you, by the way, to all of our certified fans. Love you guys. We got another full week of shows before our holiday hiatus. And then we'll be back in January where I'm going to manifest. I'll be fully healed from this concussion and hope you'll manifest the same thing, right? All right. Have a great day. If I don't see you on Thursday, we'll do this again on Tuesday.
Okay. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever,